BYU fans, join me, Tim Hughes, and Amanda Dixon for stories that affect our jobs, taxes, and families. Utah's Morning News, each morning between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
It's Cougar Nation, and we're breaking down the Kansas. You know what, Mitch? We're probably done breaking down the Kansas State game because that was not a pretty loss. And we'll turn the page to a fantastic game tomorrow, BYU and Kansas. Kind of a bummer that BYU dropped out of the top 25, and I was surprised by that, Mitch. The previous week, they went 1-1. Yeah, they didn't have a great loss against Oklahoma State, but they stay in. Then they have arguably their best win of the year, and then they drop out after beating Baylor at home. What'd you make of the Cougs falling out of the top 25?
I'm to the point where I want the AP top 25 and coaches' polls gone from college football and college basketball, because I'll tell you, I mean, as someone who covers the beat, and you know it, going to games too, we don't got time to watch other games. Like, it's a 6-hour day. It just, you don't have the ability to watch, and you're focusing on box scores. Like, look, I'm not as high on Baylor as a lot of people are, but you saw Baylor then go blow for blow with the nation's number one team, and you're knocking BYU for losing on the road to Kansas State, who also beat the team that BYU is about to play tomorrow, that's number 7 in the country. Like, how does it make sense? I don't get it. It's just like it almost like there was BYU voter fatigue, where they were tired of voting them and said, you know what, we want someone new. Like, let's add some new spice to the bottom of the poll, and we're going to throw in Florida and USF. Like, give me a break. Like, USF isn't better than BYU. And you know what, we'll have the NCAA tournament to prove it. And that's the thing about this sport. Unlike football, and I know there's a 12-team playoff coming up in football, but we actually can play it out on the court. And that's like, okay, you're not a top 25 team by a bunch of media members. Fine. Well, you'll have your chance in the NCAA tournament. Go prove them wrong. But from a perception and a national narrative standpoint, that does matter. And even Mark Pope has acknowledged that the AP top 25 poll has a significance in that sense. But honestly, as long as the net and the KenPom ratings like you, you'll be okay and you'll be dancing come March.
College football doesn't do a lot right, Mitch, but I think the one thing they do right is once we get to the actual CFP rankings halfway through the year, that's the ranking. And it's like, let's just use the net. The net is what is the main metric used for seeding in the tournament. Let's use the best metric that is determining for the NCAA tournament. Let's just use the net.
Right.
Get rid of the coaches, get rid of the AP, everything you said, I totally agree with. Let's just go to the net. Make it simple. That's the best way to do it.
Or, as the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee a couple Saturdays ago, not this past one, but the one prior, they released the top 16 teams if the bracket was that day. Why not just extend it, you know, 9 or 10 more spots and say, here's the top 26 as of today, or top 25. Yeah. And then from that, the last 6 weeks of the season, you go based off of the selection committee's rankings.
Sure.
And then it's almost like, oh, this team is number 2 in seeding. If they win this game, they could jump up to a number 1 seed. And it's actual tangible proof that has an impact on March. Because honestly, the AP poll is just getting ripped to shreds how bad it's been, where a team can climb to the top 5 and then they get destroyed on the road. Now, maybe that's just college basketball this year, where college basketball, there's no elite teams and everyone can be had on any given night on the road. But I was a little bit surprised because you beat Baylor, who, you know, had a overtime game.
Number 11 in the country, bitch.
Overtime game against Houston a couple days later. And it wasn't like BYU, they lost to Kansas State. Maybe it's just an indictment on Kansas State, how the pollsters view them. I don't know. But the thing is that the pollsters love BYU's next opponent. And, like, let's face it, college basketball loves this next opponent because they are a blue blood. And that's the Kansas Jayhawks. And it's pretty surreal to say that BYU is in the same league as these guys, because when you think basketball tradition and history, it rolls through Lawrence, Kansas, and Allen Fieldhouse. And that's where BYU will be tomorrow night. I will be there inside Allen Fieldhouse, having you covered here on with KSL News Radio updates and also KSLSports.com. I'll be inside there. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock. Pre-game begins at 5 against KU. What's going to need to happen for BYU, Matt, to upset the Kansas Jayhawks?
Before we get to my commentary, just I want to hear from BYU Nation, too, on this. 575-8255. Cougar Nation, you can chime in with our question of the day. What needs to happen for BYU to win? I had a generic response earlier, Mitch, where I'm like, oh, you got to make a lot of threes. And then I'm like, that's boring. And then it dawned on me. This is what has to happen for BYU to beat Kansas. It's simple. It's very simple. You need your point guard, Dallin Hall, to play the best game he's ever played. He needs to be the man, because there's the potential for that to happen for Dallin Hall, to be this good, really good point guard in the Big 12 who can score, who can get people involved. And what we saw against Kansas, that's not going to work. 1 of 10 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. That was nice. He had 8 assists, but you need your point guard to score. So for me, if Dallin Hall has one of the best games he's ever played, and he's still a young player, but if, let's say, he knocks down 3 or 4 threes and has 8 assists to go along with 15 points, I think BYU wins. So to me, you need a great performance from your point guard.
Kansas comes into the game with a record of 21-6. Since Bill Self took over as the head coach in 2004, the record for Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse, 313-17. They never lose at home. They're undefeated this year, 14-0 inside Allen Fieldhouse. This was Mark Pope on the Jayhawks.
This Kansas team is Kansas. I mean, you know, Kansas, Fog Allen, probably we've been saying the same thing for the last 40 years, right? They're unbelievable, and they're big and physical and powerful and skilled and a great environment.
That is the full Mark Pope experience in one clip right there. This Kansas team, this experience. That was just so Mark Pope, vintage him on that clip. But yeah, Kansas, they're going to be without one of their top guys, Kevin McCullough. That helps BYU's efforts, but still, they got Hunter Dickinson. To answer the question, I think BYU needs an unlikely player to emerge and have a breakout game. Say a Richie Saunders goes off for 15 points. Someone unlikely on the scouting report delivers in a big way. If that happens, BYU's got a chance to go into the under 4 media timeout with a chance to make Kansas sweat and put BYU a chance to position to pull off the upset. We got to take a timeout. News, traffic, and weather next. We'll get to more of your calls here on Cougar Nation.